A small number of Alaskans experiencing psychiatric crises are being diverted from healthcare facilities to Department of Corrections facilities. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, critics worry the emergency measure is not only unlawful, but putting patients in jeopardy.
Since last Friday, the Alaska Psychiatric Institute has had to reduce the number of available beds due to staffing and safety concerns. With fewer beds available, individuals being committed under what's known in Alaska as Title 47 are being brought to private hospitals, but also to state-run correctional facilities. So far, four patients in need of acute mental care have been put under holds inside jail or prison buildings. Dwayne Mays is the CEO of API, and he says right now the facility has several high-need patients who require multiple staffers to be on hand out of safety concerns. That's reducing the number of available beds from 58 to 49.
When we realize we cannot take more, we inform those entities such as the hospital DOC that we're not able to do that because of the capacity issue.
Mays is relatively new to his role at API, but says that staff have told him it is not unprecedented for patients to be sent to correctional facilities for emergency psychiatric care. But not everyone agrees. Laura Brooks, who works with DOC's Division of Health and Rehabilitation, says the department is not accustomed to absorbing mental health patients who have no criminal charges against them.
So this is a new process for us.
Brooks says that in the Anchorage area, those committed involuntarily because of substance abuse issues that pose a threat to themselves or others are being sent to the Anchorage Correctional Complex or Highland Mountain.
We have mental health units for the criminal population, and so we are going to house them on those units in separate cells, but we will house them on those units. We'll not be putting these individuals in our general population areas.
Brooks says of the four Title 47 patients put into DOC custody during the last week, one has since been released. Retired mental health court judge Stephanie Rhodes thinks this practice is a misapplication of involuntary commitment laws that puts patients in jeopardy. In an email, Rhodes says the laws for Title 47 allow individuals to be held in jails only as a last resort. For example, it's meant to be applied in rural areas from inclement weather or while awaiting plane transport to the psychiatric institute. Use of correctional facilities as an overflow option, she writes, was never the intention and is a violation of patients' rights. And David Florent with the Disability Law Center says housing psychiatric patients in jails can impede their recovery.
There's a significant difference between being placed in jail and placed in a psychiatric facility that provides treatment and care for someone who has a mental illness. I was reading one case wherein individuals who are placed in jail instead of a therapeutic environment have aggravated symptoms as a result of that placement.
Florent says the state has not been adequately transparent about why it decided to put patients in correctional facilities rather than in nearby hospitals. Psychiatric Institute says each day it's evaluating whether it can open more bed space for new patients. In the meantime, DOC says correctional centers around the state are preparing to potentially house patients needing urgent mental health care. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.